This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of the big show. It is the one-year anniversary of The Usual Suspects, and like we do everything else, it's kind of under the radar. We didn't actually make a big deal of it, but we are honored to still be doing what we do and doing it better and better every single day. And you guys are great about bringing up some of the memories that we forgot about in terms of some of the great times we've had in the last calendar year. So we're going to keep bringing them up.
Somebody texted the time Barry looked up names on Facebook or Twitter through text message numbers. Yeah, God, when people God were being mean. That. Yeah.
Finding that happens that out. A lot, doesn't it?
Now it does. Now it does. And by the way, somebody was the guy that said that we were bleeping on Sean's bleep.
Yeah, let's talk about Sean for the rest of the
show. I blocked him.
So this guy,
which I don't do it very often, but then he was like, talk about me. That'll show me. No, you know what? I'll just now you can't text the other shows, which
now
I'm
your
sure,
lonely, miserable life has nobody to unload on because you've been blocked by all. That means not just for our show. Yeah. You are blocked from this entire station of shows.
Yeah.
Enjoy, douche.
You can still tweet at Barry as
well. Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Now that's what I wouldn't have done.
What have you done to me?
That's fantastic.
Oh, you guys are horrible. Where did it go? Oh, dang it, I lost it. Oh, remember my one of my favorite ones was when we were getting people's cell phones to activate by saying, okay, Google
phones.
Yeah. Yep.
They were the ones that were getting more activated than the other phones, wasn't it? Or with no Siri, we did it with Siri as well.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember when Siri got drunk? What was it? Drunk
Siri? Like Siri bitched at us for something.
Yeah, it was drunk Siri. That was pretty fun. I think we should do that again. I wonder if we could still do that. Like, hey, Siri, search for penises. And then just see how many phones just go off right then.
Do that for Google.
Do that. Okay, Google, search for penises.
You know,
we'll see how many people
are
right
now.
Parents
are probably in the pickup line
whatever.
As we speak.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Little Red Riding Hood just walked in.
Oh, what is up?
And he ain't so little.
What is up, man?
Good
long time
Lord.
No see.
What's up?
Speaking
We've
of
been evaded.
The one-year anniversary, but Travis Johnson has just strolled in the building.
Just walked in. And
what up?
What's up?
Dude, we just got
you
a tweet.
You even what's uppered. If you what's could just uppers? Drop a few no questions, we're right back to where
right
we
back,
were.
Right back to the old school ways, huh?
I was going
to
say, somebody tweeted, we've been talking about 1 year anniversary of the show, and they were like, man, I really miss Trap saying no question.
Oh, man, that's just no question. Just, everybody misses that.
Because it's just you.
Yeah, it could be a noun, verb, adjective. It can go.
Joe says it quite a bit. I think he rubbed off on it. He says it quite a bit
that's
now.
That's a good thing.
It's his ode.
We're tight like that.
Yeah. We are.
But, you know, we still try to get Nick to do just random, like, name that tunes and play this coming out of break stuff. Just,
and he doesn't do it?
Oh, he does.
Oh, okay.
When he's not paying attention to something else.
Oh, understandable. Yeah. Understandable. Nick is a multitasker.
No
yes.
question.
Which,
why does it look different in here?
They took all the eggshell off and put carpet on the walls.
Carpet on the walls.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Concussions. I thought I was tripping.
You're like, man, this one is a bad one.
What is going on? Like, I thought I was having a seizure.
It's got to be getting cold out, or you've gone through a couple cold spells because you're growing the hair all over the place.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm trying to get my Mike Tirico swag on.
Oh, okay.
Right now with half a head?
Exactly. Or like the James Brown.
No, please, the James Brown. I didn't know you could have a hairline that started in the middle of your ear
no, you
and go to the other
it.
Ear. That's not that's not getting a lineup.
You get some LeBron headbands?
No, I forget that. I'm not tripping. But, I mean, James Brown's more like a yarmulke for hair.
It is.
So it's pretty cool. So that's what I'm trying to go for right now.
That's not
really,
bad.
I'm trying to keep it till I lose my weight. When I lose my weight, then I'm going
to
cut it.
What are you trying to get
so
down to?
So you have it the rest of your life? So you're going to have it for the rest of your life?
No, I'm getting there, man.
Are you working at it?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Is the body participating?
Barely, but I mean, it's
yo,
has
I gotta
good
tell
days
you, I
days.
Felt so bad, and it wasn't Super Bowl Sunday. It was like the week before, and Trap tweeted out, and I literally called him to make sure he was okay. He tweeted out that his hips and everything were so bad he couldn't get out of bed,
I
and I was like, bro, you need help with something? Can I help you with something? And he's like, nah, man, but the body's not participating.
It was a bad day outside, bro. It was a bad day.
So so you're trying to get down to 280.
Yeah, 280.
So can you tell us what you started at?
I was last December. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, right before we finished off 366.
Damn, what are you right now?
317.
Dude!
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm
That's crazy good.
Just taking time.
You need some healthy meals or something like that, but I don't think they're more like a snack for you.
They're more, yeah, they are. But, you know, I've been trying to do more vegetables and stuff like that. And hit, cause I love vegetables. I love veggies, but trying to get them empty calories. You know what I mean?
Because, kinda... like, the Chucksters, Barkley all the time said, there is no easy way to eat a vegetable. He's like, no, he can disguise always, a million different ways.
Dip it in ranch.
No, but I've always, no, he can't do that.
What? That's how you eat a vegetable. Yeah,
no, but I love vegetables. I've always loved vegetables. My whole, only thing I don't eat is, I hate squash and I hate carrots. But other than everything else I eat.
Brussels sprouts?
Everything.
Ugh. Come on, man.
I love them. Spinach is my favorite.
I can't stand spinach either.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I do like
made
spinach.
It the right way.
Yeah.
Broccoli. What?
Broccoli's great.
Yeah.
Tighten right stinks, up.
Is right? It, I don't know if it's true, but I've always heard broccoli, they call it a negative calorie food, which means it takes more calories to break it down and burn it than it does than when it does you consume it. I don't know if that's true or not. I did have somebody that was supposedly knew what they were talking about when it comes to health, but
the big thing is they say you can eat it when you're dieting. You can eat as much of the green
as you want to
vegetables Man. As you want to.
There's no calories.
Now, you would love that. We had someone on Twitter say that they, because some of them are reflux, and they said they get their reflux after they eat a cucumber.
That's terrible.
And it really lights them up. And I was like, dude, I get it, but you probably could have used different words on that. Because
if you eat a cucumber. Yeah.
And that's why we should be on XM Radio.
He didn't say swallow a cucumber.
Hey, will you...
Yeah, he said reflux.
We didn't say anything about a teabag trap. We just said a cucumber.
He said, well, I mean, we all know. I mean, I guess.
He said reflux, not gag reflex. It was a completely different thing.
Who knows?
That's a whole different
what talking about
show.
Today?
What were you cheating over there on Nate and Crate?
Yeah, man. Pat is the freaking got Ebola right now. So
what? He's sick?
Yeah, he's sick. So
Let him near me.
I had to wipe down all that stuff before I even touched anything in there.
Well, I don't want him to come
near me. Because normally it's greasy.
Yeah, I don't touch anything. So I'm touching this mic right now.
Yeah, you are in a very intimate way.
It's all right. I'm finna go wash my hands immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
What y'all talking about today?
Everything. It's the anniversary show. People are giving us a lot of props and love. Someone brought in a healthy pizza. If you want something, it's back.
It's out. It's out there. No, it's actually pretty good. It's Nutella with a little bit of fruit on a thin crust pizza. It's not bad.
My kids eat that.
It's like for a healthy dessert. It's not bad. You should go try it.
I guess the hazelnut. I don't know. I love hazelnuts regularly, but
you're a big Nutella. You love nuts.
Yeah. So do you.
That's easy
why,
now.
That's why you got the nutty face when it grows in. Huh?
Speaking of teabags. No, the other thing was I want to give you props because what was it? Was there a daddy-daughter dance?
Oh, yeah. That was this past weekend. That was pretty cool.
My man not only broke out because his daughter was wearing a pink dress. He broke out the foamposite pennies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
It was cool. It was a lot of fun. I actually thought it was going to be, I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. It's going to suck. You know, I said, oh, it's cool. We'll go for an hour and we'll leave. Well, then it was like a lot of guys, like Brian Stewart was there. You know, coach, he was he's DC at Rice. Okay. Well, now he had another job in the league. B-Stew. It was a lot of guys that I ended up knowing as they were the kids. And it was like dancing all night long. Like, I couldn't walk on Sunday, but it was a great time.
Spike the punch?
Oh, no. Forget Spike the punch. Spike my hips, my feet.
Were you everything. Trying to keep up with the youngsters?
No, because my daughter was like, as soon as we get in there, she puts her purse down. She takes her little jacket off and she goes, okay, Dad, let's go dance. Well, it's one fat white guy on stage on the dance floor, and I'm like, but there's no music. And so I was like, all right, well, let's go dance. So then now it's me and this guy, and we're the two fat guys on the dance floor with these two small suits on. And I was like, dude, it was – and she wouldn't let me sit down until finally one of her friends came, and she was like, okay, Dad, now y'all can go sit down. And
you're
like,
embarrassing me.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. It was
so,
a great time.
I can see Trap out there like, no, I'm not letting Chris Farley show me up. I'm not going out like that.
I wasn't trying to do anything. I was over there with the two step because man, I couldn't give you too much.
I was gonna say, what kind of dancer were you trying to go back to? Like when you were in high school,
Will Smith,
those?
Like,
yeah, did you teach him?
I stay right in my happy place.
Did you teach him how to Dougie? I mean, did you?
Well,
try?
I could do all of that stuff, but you know, when we did line dancing, I can line dance as well.
Oh, you're boot scooting boogie.
Yeah,
huh?
I can do all of that. You know, but
Nick, see, he's got you.
I can salsa dance. I can do it all. You know what I mean? So, but the way my back, hips, and feet set up,
they don't work anymore.
It wasn't a day like that for me.
Very stiff, huh?
We had
now you know what us white guys feel like.
And we were talking about the Super Bowl and everything else. Just I know you were tweeting during the show, during the game itself, but your thoughts on how it all went down, and now we were talking about with Nick Foles, our team's going to make just crazy offers trying to get that guy.
Well, they always will, but I think when you look at Philly, I think Philly should probably try to keep hold of him. I think that you pay him, you give him $5-6 million to be the backup, which is, I mean, it's a going rate for a top backup.
He's under contract next year.
Exactly. I think they'll probably throw a little bit more money at him just to get him, you know, either that or you trade him and hopefully that he boomerangs back again in a couple years. But, I mean, I thought the game was phenomenal. I mean, when you look at the fact that, you know, Philly lost, what, 5 Pro Bowlers this year? When you talk about Jason Peters, you talk about Carson Wentz, Darren Sproles, and a couple other guys. When you talk
totally about, forgot about Sproles.
Yeah, when you talk about those guys. And then you think about, like, how good those 3 running backs played in this game. And you're like, dude, you don't even have a component of a Darren Sproles, what that would have done to that offense. Yeah.
And that's your boy. But I'm saying Corey Clement probably doesn't have a job if not Sproles, for Darren Sproles.
Yeah, getting hurt. Yeah, no question. So I think when you look back and you look at how their defense played, nobody really played defense in this game. But the fact that you got a guy like Nick Foles that went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. But then you look at the underlying of the story is how Bill Belichick might have actually sabotaged his own team by not playing Malcolm Butler. I think when you look at guys like on defense, especially in the DB room, those guys don't look at the defense as a whole or the offense as a whole. They look at, this is who I'm on. When he lines up here in this type of situation, this is what we're doing. If this guy lines up over here, so you got a guy like Rowe who thought, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to play against Nelson Aguilar all game long. And right before kickoff, the coach tells him, you know what? I'm going to put you on Alshon Jeffries for the rest of the game. His mind now is, you just screwed his whole mindset up.
Well, I was going to say, because we were talking about it yesterday, and I said he played 98% of the snaps, but in practice, there's a communication, nonverbals, everything, and a comfort level with the defense.
And they say the entire week, Malcolm went with the ones. The entire week, and the guys I talked to that played with the Patriots told me the entire week, after he was sick, because he was sick the first week. Mm-hmm. So after he was sick, the entire week he played, he was with the ones.
Now let me ask you this, because we talked about this yesterday on the show, and I'm going to get your opinion as a defensive player. If you're a Patriot on the defense,
I'm pissed.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, because you're thinking, and like Bill Belichick said today, it's going to be players along with coaches that are going to question his decision. Because as you're a player, you're looking like, dude, this guy, you know, this guy gives us the best chance to win.
And you may never get back.
You may never get back. No, even though you've been there 8 times, the odds are still astronomical for you to get back.
But let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Because the rumors, and we don't know what.
I've got what happened. But go ahead.
Well, so the rumors are, you know, he showed up late. He was drunk. And then he missed a practice. And he was this and that. So regardless of what it was for, Belichick felt like the punishment fit the crime.
Here's the thing.
Do you think that it's not? Do you think that he would deserve special treatment? And would you not be like, why would you show him special treatment? Because if that was like you said, if that was Roe that did that, Roe's not playing. Nobody's really bothered by it. You can fit anybody else in the nickel there.
From the guys I've talked to, when they talk about was drunk, it wasn't drunk at practice. It was came into the hotel drunk one day, and they also said it was 15 guys with him. That all were
15 Patriots
on the squad.
On the squad, it was 14 other guys that were walking that building.
That's a different story.
A little bit late for the curfew as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, of course, they say he missed. The word is that he missed the flight from.
He came the day after.
He came the day after because he was sick. The team doctor already said he's sick. He's not going to make this flight, and we don't want his sick behind on this flight.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But
when that was told to me that he wasn't the only Patriot to come in after curfew.
Now, there was also a report he belittled the coaching staff when they called him on it.
What?
On the curfews and stuff, that he lit up some of the coaches.
So, staff. I didn't know. I haven't heard that part.
Okay. And then there's the whole allegation or the rumor that he had weed on him. He was going to get arrested.
Because it's not legal in Minnesota, and they said that he was not only smoking it, but he had a large amount on it.
It's all rumor.
It always trips me out how everything that's supposed to be private, or even if it's true, I don't know about that part about the weed, but how all of a sudden it always gets out. Like, it's like, oh well, we don't know how this leaked, but I won't tell you why I benched him. But a guy over there seems like he knows a little. Yeah. Like, the league needs to stop that.
Right.
They really like.
But at the end of the day, do you don't think that the punishment fit the crime because it's a Super Bowl?
Sit him out a quarter.
Okay.
Sit him out a half.
That's kind of what we were talking about. I mean? Maybe a half makes sense.
Yeah, but like, you sit him out one of those two, But you aren't punishing him. You're punishing the whole team.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at you, but we all know this: the NFL is not about winning games. It's not. It's about making money. It's not. Never been about winning
You've
games.
You've always blown my mind with that.
It's so, never. You got to think about it. How many quarterbacks you go? I mean, I don't want to bring up the Kaepernick situation. How many quarterbacks is Colin Kaepernick better than this year?
Yeah.
And he had no job.
We just had a long discussion with Sean Salisbury about backups.
But exactly.
And it's funny because somebody even said, one of the, you know, people are like, oh, should the Texans go get Nick Foles because Sean Watson's running quarterback getting hurt?
No.
And somebody had the perfect idea. Well, if you want a good backup, get Kaepernick. But they'll never do it.
But they'll
do
never
that.
Do it. No. Because it's not about winning games. You got to think about how many guys that were capable of helping you win games this year didn't have jobs because why? One, they cost too much. It costs cheaper to get a rookie, a young guy. Two, I just don't like him. He's not my type of guy. You know what I mean? Like Eric Reed next year, it's going to be hard for Eric Reed to have a job. And I know we probably need a commercial and probably got to get out, but I just want to come and say what's up.
Well, appreciate you stopping in, man.
Chap, thanks for stopping by the living room. We appreciate it.
Of course.
I know people miss you. They're tweeting, like, we got several tweets, like Brother Bear and a few others are saying, when can we get Trap back on the radio more often? He was just on Nate and Crate, right? Good to see you, man.
I thought you were going to be the next defensive line coach at either A&M or Tallahassee.
Seattle Stallions.
Sienna.
Oh, the Sienna. Sienna. I was like, you going to XFL on us? You're going to go? I thought he said Seattle Stallions. I thought that was the XFL team that we hadn't heard of. Appreciate you dropping
See
by,
you, Trap.
All right. That was good stuff.
That was good stuff. I had no idea he was stopping back in. He was here earlier.
Yeah, that surprised me. That was that's good, though.
Little on the Red one-year Riding anniversary. Hood. Not so little, but the Red Hood was on.
Dude, are you kidding me? He slimmed down
he has
quite
lost
a bit.
A lot of weight.
Yeah. All right, guys. I want to tell you about Gulf State Homebuyers because I was talking to somebody about Hurricane Harvey, and she was telling me that they still live upstairs because they still haven't finished building out their downstairs. Their contractors are messing them around. And I was like, man, you know what you should do? Call Gulf State Homebuyers because the cool thing is they come out and they're going to give you, and under no obligation, they're going to come out and give you a cash offer evaluation on your home, which means they're going to tell you how much they'll pay you cash in hand for your home. Because if you're having problems and you're unable to get it fixed or you're unable to get people to work with you on getting it back to normal after Harvey, Maybe that's not the right thing to do. Maybe moving and going somewhere else and just getting out of it would be the right thing. So give them a call, 281-717-6100. That's Gulf State Homebuyers. First thing you need to know, you're dealing with a great company. They've won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017. So you know you're dealing with good folks that care about you, have your best interest at heart. And the thing I like is once you get engaged with Gulf State Homebuyers, they take care of everything. So you get them to come out, they give you that cash offer. You look at that, you look at what it's going to cost to finish the repairs from Harvey. And then you think, you know what, forget it. I'm going to move. I'm going to find a different place to live, maybe that doesn't flood, and I want this cash in hand. And then once you call them back, they take care of everything from the beginning of the process all the way through the closing. An entire staff of professionals, including title companies and attorneys, everybody there to help you get the money for your home as easy as possible. Call them 281-717-6100. On the web, it's GulfStateHomeBuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you. And together, we will keep Houston strong.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, so a couple things off of the Twitterverse and social media aspects of things. I guess, Nick, somebody else posted the picture, but they do have Malcolm Butler in a Texans uniform, and several Texans players liked it. So there's that.
At least he gets a lot of support. Yeah, but that's the power of Photoshop.
DeAndre Hopkins already said he's already started to recruit him. So, again, we heard it first on this show yesterday, but we were like, he could help here. And I don't think you need to ask Paul Gallant tonight to realize that we were right.
Why did he disagree, by the way? I forgot to ask.
Oh, Lamont was just stirring
Lamont
up trouble.
Lamont was trolling last night. And then because Paul just Gallant's a Patriots fan, he was trying to, you know,
basically,
bring up
Lamont
whether we were
was
right
saying that our assessment of Malcolm Butler, we were overrating him based on his performance for the year. And that Paul Gallant watches a lot of New England Patriots games, which I'm sure he does, and said, be careful about signing him long term.
So he took Paul Gallant's take and he stirred it up.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things where Malcolm Butler would be an upgrade on the Texans no matter what.
Exactly.
When any of those guys.
Barry read his rating yesterday.
It was basically 80 for Pro Football Focus.
And the first name that he was right neck and neck with, when you hear Patrick Peterson, you know you got a pretty good top 5-ish, top 10-ish type corner. Period. So he was right, and Barry actually responded very, very well, and I just basically didn't have to say anything after that because we're all entitled to our opinions. But most times when we tell you things on this show, we're pretty damn accurate. If you want to just kind of, if you want to talk about reminiscing,
easy now,
if you
want to
start
now.
Knocking
get us
things
in
out
trouble,
of no, we're pretty accurate with the things we say.
Okay, well,
you don't think so?
I mean, we've been wrong plenty.
Yeah, we look, we're gonna hit, we're gonna miss. That's part of this too. But at the same time, if people ask our opinion, we're gonna give our opinion.
Speaking of hitting miss, one thing we haven't mentioned, and we liken ourselves to being a pretty baseball-centric show. We talk a lot of baseball, probably more than most. George Springer signing a 2-year deal worth $24 million with the Astros. And I'm sure a lot of people that are Astros fans had already heard this, but they were in arbitration. Springer was wanting $10.5 million for next year, and the Astros wanted to pay him $8.5 million, but they ended up settling and said, you know what, let's do 2 years, $24 million. We'll get you 12 a year. Because I think the Astros feel like, one, they get to lock him up for a couple of years. Because if he has another good year like he did, you got to go to arbitration again.
Right.
Then it's going to get real costly. So they probably settled on somewhere that saves them money for the second year, but gives him a bump over what he wanted for the first one.
Also, a couple things. Now he doesn't face arbitration again, I think, until 2020. Yeah. Okay, 2020. So he's under contract for, and then has a year of arbitration still before he becomes a full-blown free agent. And going above, instead of looking for that $8.5 million, has to at least give Springer a little. They're trying to give him a little extra juice because they know it's going to be hard, as we've mentioned, to try to keep all those guys in an Astros uniform. We talk about that core four or whatever you're going to call them of Bregman, Correa, Altuve, and Springer. This gives a little bit to George because George also was kind of, and I don't know if I can say this around, but he was kind of dicked around a little bit by the Astros because of the fact that they wanted to keep him down in the minors. They wouldn't bring him up till after the deadline the first couple years so that they had more years that they would control him and his salary. He was an older player coming up, so he lost some money throughout that process. So giving him a little extra is always a good thing. And I don't think for those that said, well, it could be a one-year wonder with him, that he had a career year across the board. Look, maybe he just figured it out, but he's a hell of a player and he deserves it. So I think they did the right thing there.
Yeah, and I mean, the window that they have is the next couple of years. You've got Verlander here from the staff in the next couple of years. And if you guys remember, I did that breakdown on Sports Map where I showed what the rotation will probably break out to be over the next 5 years or so. And so it makes sense where you've got Correa for the next couple of years before he goes through arbitration. Altuve's locked in. You keep that core together, and so you know that, hey, look, for the next 2 to 3 years, this team is a contender that's going to be making a World Series run in 2018 and 2019. And if they get lucky and spend a little money, maybe 2020 as well. But that's the window for this team is through 2020.
Do you think Springer should get paid more than Correa? Just out of curiosity.
I don't.
He will, though. He absolutely
will.
Early
on, he will. For the next couple of years, he will. I think over the life of a contract, I certainly don't. I think the upside and the ceiling is far greater with the
Correa. Ceiling is the roof.
That too, MJ. But at the same time, do you think overall, Barry, Correa should get more money?
Oh, yeah. No. I think it'll prove out to be that. Yeah. But I think what it is kind of what you were saying. You almost have to pay. You have to pay for the service that he's done. And with guys like Correa and even Altuve, they know that this is the game. This is when you sign a major league deal, you have to go through those 3 years of arbitration before you get your big payday. My wife was just asking me the other day, who makes the most in sports? And I was like, well, NBA guys will make the most generally because it's the friendliest contracts. But if a baseball player can get through his 3 years of arbitration, they'll make, you know, $250 million, $200 million if they're really good.
And you talk about the average players as opposed to the top of the line. When you talk about a Bryce Harper or a Carlos Correa, you're talking about breaking the bank. But when you're talking about a guy that's never made an all-star team in the NBA, like Mike Conley Jr. making $31.5 million last year, that's pretty crazy money. But there's crazy money everywhere right now.
The ceiling is the roof.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, we've heard from everybody else, including Sean and Travis. We've heard of everybody but Malcolm Butler on what happened during the Super Bowl. And now, finally, we have a statement from Malcolm Butler. We'll get to that next. It's the final half hour of The Usual Suspect right here on ESPN 97.5. You do that, so PP.
my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the anniversary show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, and a cast of thousands that have some done drive-bys and others just scheduled their appearance to stop in. If you haven't checked out Sports Map recently, I don't know if you're aware because the promo gets cut off and some of the names get cut at the end, but the main headliners are that Barry and I write for Sports Map, and that there are great columns that can be read by your favorite hosts. And since we've seen all the love you guys have given us on social media, you know how much you love us. You can catch us writing on Sports Map, sportsmap.com.
Hey, Joel, who's your favorite singer? Petty Riley?
What?
Nothing. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I get it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Ken Hoffman.
You remember what was it, Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Who's your favorite little rascal?
Spanky.
Is it Alfalfa or is it Spanky?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nick has never seen that show. He's an idiot.
Nick, see Tommy Boy, please.
I've seen Tommy Boy.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. The movie? Okay.
Yeah. You have seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What, is there a short film we missed?
Yeah,
Tommy Boy, what, the movie?
I don't know, because I always, like, I was talking to John Granato the other day because he was making fun of my Peaky Blinders hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a couple weeks ago. And I was like, Peaky Blinders? He's like, oh, like Peaky Blinders, is that like a movie? He's like, no, that's a TV show, you idiot. I'm like, okay, my bad. I didn't know.
Dang.
Now, there's a guy that talks to everybody.
He didn't call me an
way.
Idiot, but I'm just saying, like, he was like trying to let me know, like, you didn't know that, yeah. You know? And I've never seen it, you know?
Now, do you keep a razor blade in the brim of it?
I do
like
not.
The Peaky Blinders do?
If I knew how to use it, maybe. But
you would just cut yourself. Ow, I forgot. Yeah, that would be Nick, the Peaky Blinder with Band-Aids on his fingers all the time because he's always cutting himself on the razor.
I've always wanted to ask a wrestling guy whether or not it was true they used razor blades
yes.
to cut.
Look at their grills. Look at Ric Flair's forehead. Of course they cut themselves open.
With a razor blade
yes,
in particular.
Absolutely. They would have a little bitty one and they would just right across
the fight. I meant to ask Jose Partida that because he's a
absolutely.
Big wrestler.
Absolutely. I remember watching a documentary on it.
They would scar? Have,
yeah, that's why their foreheads look like hamburger meat.
But they got to pay me more than that. It's like
they get paid.
Yeah.
You get paid. You pay me the money that Ric Flair was making you. I'll cut myself with a razor blade.
I will definitely. Yeah, it's fine if my forehead looks like I had a C-section up there. That's
I
fine.
I wouldn't care either, man.
That is just fine. And it will look like it, too. There's a lot of them that have that.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ken Hoffman, by the way, new column on Toyota Center announcing new food.
Oh, yeah?
Food selections.
What kind?
Playoff run. It looks like a nacho bowl in a Rockets, you keep it, Rockets nacho bowl. A grilled cheese and bacon hot dog.
Okay. I'm
down
for that.
Which I figured you would be in for.
Yep.
Grilled beef fajita nachos. Firecracker chicken sandwich.
Which is stuffed with firecrackers?
Spicy
gunpowder.
And a good size.
It's marinated in gunpowder?
Barry, for you, the pork carnitas tacos.
Okay.
Chicken adobo nachos.
What does that mean?
It means finger snack category. He doesn't really elaborate on it.
He doesn't say what's in these?
No.
He just says what they are. Is there pictures of them?
No, not all of them.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. I want to see what everything looks like.
I would think you should give, like, the ingredients in each of these that would tantalize your taste buds into trying to test them, right?
Wow, that was a great alliteration.
Thank you very much.
That was very good.
Yeah.
I would want to see what's in them. That would be good.
So if you want overall great recommendations on eats and treats and things going on in Houston, you can check Culture Map. But check sportsmap.com on a daily basis because we all write columns. And it's been getting a lot of love as one of the top sports sites in the city. So check it out. I did mention before the break, Malcolm Butler has finally spoken. We've heard from everybody else but him, including Belichick twice. And now he's come out with a social media post in what he said. Initially, of course, he thanked Robert Kraft and did all that yada, yada, yada. Always said that he appreciated everything, including the fans in New England. He said during his four-year career with the Pats, he's always given it everything, played at a high level, would have never done anything to hurt his team. He got down to it and said, during Super Bowl week. I never attended any concerts, missed any curfews, or participated in any of the ridiculous activities being reported. They're not only false, but they're hurtful to me and my family. Although I wish I could have contributed more to help my team win, I have to get ready for the next opportunity. Moving forward, I will do what I've always done to work hard and prepare for the next season to be the best I can be on and off the field. But finally, I want to apologize to any offended by language I used in the postgame immediately following the emotional game when I dropped an F-bomb. So basically, the only thing he was really sorry for, I just kind of shortened that up for
but
you.
But if you noticed, did you paraphrase or were you
I
quoting?
I paraphrased. His exact final comment was, I want to apologize to any offended by the language reported immediately after the game during a very emotional time. Out of character for
me. I'm talking about there was a spot in there where it was a clue that he's coming to the Texans.
Yeah, they are.
I just want to be the best teammate I can be.
For my next opportunity, moving forward, I will do what I have always done to work hard and prepare for next season to be the best I can be on and off the field.
That's Texans talk. He's there. Done.
I feel like it's a message saying, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for anything except for what I said on the podium.
You know, Demi Lovato, if I got that right, pretty much. Sorry, not sorry?
Kind of. I mean, look, I just feel like there's so much more. I just wish I knew more of the details because I really want to know if it's an ego thing with Bill Belichick. I really do.
Can I say this and then you can tell me if I'm off base or not?
Okay, but here's my thing. You know me. I'll tell the truth.
I know you will. That's why I'm saying that. I mean, for all the cheating allegations, from all the spy gates and deflate gates and everything else, the Patriots have a desire to win. And I think that starts with their head coach. Win at all costs.
Yes.
Whether anything's proved. There has to be more to this than what he just said because – when you have a guy, like I said yesterday, that had played almost 98% of the snaps for the year on a defense that would bend not break and were one of the lowest scoring offenses in terms of defenses in terms of points allowed, and you're playing in the biggest game of the year, there has to be more to this than either side is letting on simply because you just can't keep this guy out for the whole game on defense.
I don't think you're off base by questioning. Was it more than because like Trapp was saying earlier, and like we mentioned yesterday, the punishment should fit the crime. And missing an entire Super Bowl, it would have to be pretty egregious. Now there may be something to what Belichick does, because it wouldn't surprise me if Belichick was sending a message or he was saying, because Trapp said, hey, there was 14 other guys with that dude. So maybe Belichick was like, well, I can't suspend 14 guys, but that was the only infraction that they had. Malcolm Butler had the extra stuff that went on, allegedly. Maybe it was also one of those things where Belichick was saying, we're not bringing you back next year. And we don't want you back as a free agent. And you know what? Just to prove that with everything you screwed up, I'm not even going to blink when I sit you down in the Super Bowl.
But the salt in the wound is, but you're going to play special teams.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's almost a slap in the face,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So you might be right. Maybe there was
something
else.
Is it a slap in the face or is it like, look, we're not going to use you on defense, but at least you're on the squad. At least you got a
spot. Why use them at all? If you're sending a message of punishment, why use him at all and torture him like the biggest game of the year, what you've played for all season, you're not even going to sniff the field. But instead, the insult to injury is not only are you not going to play defense and play the position you've played all year, but just to belittle you, I'm going to say show everybody that you're not hurt. You're going to have to play special teams because you're not hurt, but you ain't playing anything else.
Yeah. It's got to hurt.
Now, you know, there was the thing where he said something to the coaching staff. And maybe that's where it lies. Maybe what he said, and again, I'm just speculating based off of the questions you had about something being deeper there. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he said something to attack the coaches or to attack Belichick when that happened and when he got disciplined. And they were like, you know what? You're not going to talk to us like that.
But if he told Matt Patricia to try Healthy Gourmet, I mean, that's just life advice. That's not even something they should be offended by.
It's good advice, too.
Right?
Because it's good food. You said you had some today, too, huh?
I did. I had the healthy ground turkey rice with some asparagus.
Dude, I had the breakfast, the Texas, they call it the Texas chili breakfast. And I had it for lunch because I like it. And it's good and it's low calorie. and it's low in carbs too. And that's the cool thing about Healthy Gourmet. All of their food, number one, it's made from scratch. So it's made from scratch meals, but you can customize them online. So I like to go a little low carb while I'm running. That way I feel like I'm burning more fat. You can do that. You log on to healthygourmet.com. You go say, all right, I want the low carb options. When they brought us some, they had a paleo option. Whether you need gluten-free or vegan, doesn't matter. You can customize your meal plan as you see fit at healthygourmet.com. And the cool thing is, well, there's a lot of cool things. There's no prep. There's no cooking. There's no driving. Yeah, they even deliver the food to your door. They could not make it easier to lose weight. So log on today, healthygourmet.com, and get started. Start customizing your meals plan. Start eating healthier. Start losing weight. Have those meals delivered. And the other thing I like, too, because I'm lazy when I want to lose weight. I don't want to have to do meal prep. I don't want to have to cook, grocery shop. I don't want to have to clean up. That's the beauty of it. I get online. I get my meals. They come to my door. I eat them. I throw away the package. I'm done. I'm eating healthy. I'm losing weight. It could not be more easy or convenient than healthygourmet.com. So log on today and get started. No commitments, no minimum orders. And right now, if you order and use ESPN975 as your promo code, that's ESPN975, you'll save 10% off your order. And if you order $99 and more or more, they'll deliver it for free. So log on today, get started, get healthy. It's healthygourmet.com. Log on, change your life, get healthy.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wow. I just looked at the clock. The final segment of
Forever?
Big Show.
Oh.
No, but you're right. We've got housekeeping to do before we get any further. And okay. By the way, Clarence, the topic is not what it should be, so that should change. Otherwise, he better come.
Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, well, he says Malcolm Butler, but he better come with. We've made this guy a star, so he's better have some accolades.
We've made Clarence a star. Is that the okay?
Yeah. Instead of just a fan of cats, we've made him.
Oh, okay. Well, Clarence, you owe us big, man. You're a star, apparently. What's up?
I'm a star. Where is that star money?
You're just out here, just having to knock the hose off left and right.
Clarence, you went from like 3 Twitter followers to everybody was, when you were riding high with the Saints, people were jumping on that bandwagon.
Flowers. I'm going to make fun of you for saying it that way because you always make fun of me when I fumble words.
Did I fumble a word?
You said flowers.
You kind of did, but I wasn't going to say.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
So, Clarence, what does it feel like to be a superstar?
I've gotten more followers since being it, so I would like to thank you guys and happy anniversary.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening and always calling in and being supportive.
You are a suspect. There's no doubt about it.
We do appreciate it.
You are suspect at times, too.
Getting to the subject at hand.
Okay.
I have a question. You think he would have benched Tom Brady like that?
Hell no. That was my point to try.
You think he would have benched Amendola or Gronk or any other big stars on an offense like that? I'm not seeing on. Like you said, maybe there's more that we don't know about.
There's got to be.
I mean, there has to be because it's the biggest game of the year. Whatever he did, and who knows what he did, was it Warren just, okay, I'm going to send him and everybody else in the locker room a message at the end of the season when you have a good 6 months to prepare for another season? You're going to send him a message at the biggest stage in the NFL, on the Super Bowl.
That's what I said.
You could have sat him out a quarter. You could have fined him after the game.
Yeah.
His statement seems too squeaky clean, but yet the crime doesn't fit the punishment either way. There's more that we're missing. I don't know that we'll ever get the real answer, but both sides are lying.
We'll get the Patriot answer. we'll get the Patriot answer.
Well,
maybe after Butler signs his new contract.
I was going to say, I think you'll get a tell-all once Butler signs his new deal because he's not going to have to hold back. And you know, he doesn't want to come out and start putting their inside business out there because teams are going to want to – or will probably shy away from him like, oh, well, he's
taking
a loose
money
cannon.
Out of his pocket.
Yeah, but if he just – you know, he towed the company line, he's going to get a new deal, and once he does that, I would be willing to bet you that he comes out and says exactly what his side of the story is.
Well, we know he didn't get arrested, didn't get caught in the weed. I mean, staying out past Kirk, I mean, really? You're going to bench a guy the entire, make him play special teams after he's practically your number one corner for the entire year, playing almost every snap. You're going to bench him for missing a curfew?
Yeah, it seems a little egregious.
Game of the year.
Something else happened. Like, I would have to bet.
Yeah. There's something we're not finding out, guys.
I agree
with you,
Clarence.
There's definitely something missing, for sure. We all agree on that. We appreciate the love, Clarence. Don't be a stranger, brother.
All right.
Thanks, bud. All right, Clarence. Manny wants to get in here. I got a feeling that this might be the Jeef, but Manny wants to get in here on Malcolm Butler. Manny, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Happy anniversary. Listen, I've been by religiously, obviously. All day I've waited on somebody to say this. It has nothing to do with Malcolm Butler. Has absolutely nothing to do with Malcolm Butler. What happened was Bill Belichick walked in on Matt Patricia preparing for next season as the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And because he was not 100% focused on getting his defense prepared to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl, Bill Belichick said, okay, watch this. A couple hours before the game walks in, hey, Matty, congratulations. I hear you're going to take the Lions job. You don't have Malcolm Butler today. I don't know if that's true, but that is, to me, I mean, obviously it's a conspiracy theory. To me, that is something I could see Bill Belichick doing to a guy like Matt Patricia who didn't dedicate 100% of his time to preparing for the Eagles and looking ahead to being, because, I mean, they announced what Matt Patricia accepted his job Monday, a day after the Super Bowl, not 24 hours after they lost the Super Bowl. So, you know, we don't know what happened. And like the previous caller said, we're probably never going to know what happened unless Malcolm Butler comes clean when he signs with another team. But I would not put it past Bill Belichick to pull something like that. Because in his eyes, hey, I'm good enough to win without Malcolm Butler. I'm Bill Belichick. We can figure it out. But I'm just going to put Matt Patricia in a really, really tough situation for not being 100% dedicated to the cause right now and looking towards the future. Again, just a conspiracy theory, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Manny. I'm just going to have to completely disagree with you on that. There's no way that Bill Belichick is going to jeopardize another Super Bowl ring just to be vindictive to Matt Patricia. Because you're basically going to lose the locker room. You're going to lose every player in there, including Tom Brady. Everyone would hate your guts if they knew that that were the case. I just think that's a little much.
Yeah, you're selling it and I'm not buying. I just don't think so. And again, you know, you think about all the history that could have been made. Belichick already with the winningest coach in Super Bowls in Super Bowl history. Brady would have gotten to the highest level.
Patriots sixth ring.
You got guys that you're trying to get either their first ring for or continue the legacy of a dynasty. There's just too much at stake that you say for petty spite, I'm going to do that. I don't think Nick Saban would ever do that with all of his coordinators and all the things that he's done at Alabama over the years.
Right.
And nothing takes the place of winning. And that's why I think that it's just not true.
I'm with you. I don't think that would, man. I don't think
because, like, there was people questioning if Matt Patricia should get that Lions job because of how bad the defense played.
Right.
Come on, bro. The fact of the matter is that you're missing the one key ingredient here is the general manager comes out of the Patriots tree. There's no doubt he believes in Matt Patricia, and they've been raised on the same kind of an outline and a blueprint. They're following it.
Yeah.
He ain't going anywhere.
RJ Bell released the Super Bowl odds for 2019. So New England starts off at 5-1, Philly at 8-1. Your boys, Green Bay, and the Steelers at 10-1. Minnesota, 12-1, even with some controversy still brewing in the quarterback position. Dallas, Atlanta, the Rams, and New Orleans at 20-1. Houston Texans checking in at 22-1. Ahead of Jacksonville, which surprised me, who was 27-1. And I think the most surprising on this list, San Francisco.
Yeah, they're climbing.
Is in the mix here at 25-1, which isn't great
odds.
I
heard Fred and AJ talking about it, but I thought on the way home last night they said that the highest ranked AFC team after the Patriots and I want to say the Steelers was the Texans.
No, Atlanta's on there.
They're an NFC team.
Oh yeah, duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rams and New Orleans. It sure is.
So that's crazy. That they obviously think Deshaun Watson.
They're ahead
be
of
healthy.
Jacksonville. They're ahead of KC. They're ahead of Carolina. Man, yeah.
So Oakland, I know you were looking Denver. At me about the call board. It's not Clarence, Saints Clarence, that we all love.
Oh, who just
it's
called?
Clarence with a Q. It's a different. He sounds very familiar. I feel like he's going with a different name, but he wants to talk about the Malcolm.
We got three calls.
We're going to get too quickly. Curtis. So let's go with Clarence Q. Lawrence Clarence first, please. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, first and foremost, let me just say congratulations and happy anniversary.
Q. You
guys make this long, but hey, great show.
Appreciate it, Q. We for a second, we didn't know who the hell it was, but then Q. Lawrence makes sense now. That's hilarious,
too, by
the way.
Full circle, Q. Dog.
Very funny. Very funny. Q. Dog.
Bark, 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 like Barry did.
Appreciate the kind words, man, and you listening. Yeah, this time.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job over this year, man. You guys have really entertained. So, but talking about this Malcolm Butler, I mean, do you guys think that Bill Belichick is that egotistical that he would kind of sabotage his own opportunity to win a Super Bowl to that he would sit. One of his key ingredients on defense.
Yeah, we just said that, Q. I just don't think there's any way you sacrifice a Super Bowl just for petty spite.
Yeah, I think it's got to be something pretty egregious to have to do that. So, yeah, who knows? We'll find out in due time. It's going to come out eventually. Let's see who's been. OU Mike wants to talk about this. OU Mike, what's up, man?
There's too much crazy speculation going on about this. It's pretty simple. I think Belichick slipped on the ice when he got in Minnesota, hit his head, didn't go through concussion protocol, and when he asked about it or was groggy about it, they were like, he's like, what happened? And I said, somebody shoved you, Bill. And, of course, Bill, you know, who done it? Well, the butler did it. The butler always does it.
See, he was so good yesterday.
And that's because y'all encouraged him.
He dad joked,
and y'all gave him credit for that call
that
from
is,
yesterday.
That's on Barry.
That's on me. Yeah. That's on me, guys. That's on me. That's I gotta be a better host.
Yeah,
I gotta be a better. I gotta be a better.
I award you no points.
I gotta give kudos out. I gotta be more selective with my kudos. Oh, you Mike, this is our 1 year anniversary, and you completely crap the bed.
I'll
your
give
call.
Him credit. I don't have to. Hit the dumb button as much when
but
he's on the air.
But you stood by it, which is hilarious. I was laughing during the call.
But I don't
want
to give him too much credit.
You literally look like you're doing calisthenics because you were stretching.
Because you never know.
You've got one hand on the board to turn the call down because you know he's going to hang up.
But in
and the
past,
other hand is stretched at the button. You look like you're playing like producer Twister in
but
there.
In the past, Nick was playing Galaga because he was like hitting the button yeah. firing boom, away boom. To get rid of him. But at least now he's cleaner.
Yeah,
but you still
we still love you.
Not
Mike.
Trying to discourage the call.
No,
I'm just saying.
I never wanted him to stop calling. I just that
you can
one
be cleaner and listen, still be a wiener.
Hey, sometimes you know what? Sometimes you, even if you're at 30%, you're a great baseball player. So just remember that. Oh, you Mike, Curtis, what's up? You want to talk Malcolm Butler and the Patriots? What's up, man?
Hey guys, sorry. I kind of people got on before me, and I'm not trying to be repetitive, but you know, I agree with Joel, and I agree with you guys. I think there's a lot more going on in this than we know. Everything Bill Belichick does is calculated. And like you say, everything he does is aimed at winning. Does the fact that Malcolm Butler, and he's probably, you know, giving into the fact that he's gone next year, have a little bit to do with it? I think there might be because he's not going to pay Malcolm Butler what he's going to get on the free agent market. So I think he's kind of conceded the fact that he's going to be gone next year. But at the same time, there's got to be more than a curfew incident for him sitting out in a Super Bowl and to not know until right before kickoff and Belichick does something like that, there's some calculated. He doesn't do things like that for no reason. He does it because there's a serious purpose behind it. So I just think there's more to this, and like you guys say, it's going to come out pretty soon and we're going to learn a little bit more about it. But for a guy that played 97.8% of the defensive snaps up until that game, played more defensive snaps than any player on the Patriots defense, for him to bench him before the anthem in the Super Bowl, There's got to be a lot more going on than what we're hearing to this point.
Appreciate the call, Curtis.
Yeah,
Curtis,
sorry, we got to cut it short. We got to get it ready for the blitz. Absolutely right. We talked about a lot of those points. Barry made a lot of those points as well. So, yeah, definitely a conversation you can continue on the blitz if they want to talk about Malcolm Butler. But, again, we appreciate you guys. And on the one-year anniversary of the show, thank you guys so much. Thank you two guys for making it a lot of fun. A lot of happy anniversaries out there, but nothing more great than working with you two. We'll be back tomorrow, but it's Fred, AJ, and the Blitz to take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great night.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.